This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Mike Shope.
It's nothing you did.
It's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's you, but you didn't cross me.
And the Bulldog.
Why did I choose? Why did I just stay in school?
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Pretty sure this is old. Because the favorite to be the first or the next NFL coach fired should not be Doug Peterson.
Yeah, no, that's not a current list you're looking at there. Yeah.
January 3rd, Doug Peterson is the betting favorite, then Brian Daboll and Antonio Pierce. Brian Daboll survived.
Dead.
Not Antonio Pierce.
No. No.
Is there a parallel? So we were talking about the MVP award and would still love if anybody wanted to get into that conversation. Might not have been what you were thinking of when you woke up today. But, you know, thinking about last year and from time to time, we did talk about Allen's chances of winning and how both Diggs leaving and maybe some Lamar Jackson, not fatigue, I wouldn't say that, but do we really want to, you know, honor him three times? What kind of a year would that have to be? He tested that. Both reasons to think, like, the opportunity was a little bit more there for Allen. And he, of course, did win. Next year may be different. Coach of the Year, Sean McDermott has just never come close to this award. Unless he did when he first got here and they made the playoffs. Maybe he did. I shouldn't say I know he never came close. But these recent years when the Bills have been mostly romping through the AFC East, he doesn't seem to come close to the award. It's like Allen's,
right,
to his credit. And McDermott, you know, finishes. Does he even get votes? I don't know. Like, he's just never, it seems, among the favorites, at least, for that award. Would this be a year where that would change for any reason?
I think if they do the thing they have yet to do, which is have the year that is just like they look, you know, they grab control of the one seed and never relinquish it. You know, 14 wins, something like that. Then I think, despite Allen's presence, then I think maybe you get it. Even though, because the expectations, what undoes a guy like McDermott? I mean, it's not entirely because 13 seconds happened. Although, you know, that leaves a mark. A game like that where you keep a team, you're perceived as keeping your team back from taking a big step like that, I think that is a scarlet letter that shouldn't be forgotten. But, I mean, it's already 5 years ago now. I think if they have that year that exceeds the expectation, right? For Kansas City's year last year, however you get there, maybe even better for McDermott if Allen has the year Mahomes had last year, right? And this is not, the offense is sort of scuffling, but they find their way still to being the one seed, kind of in a runaway. Then I think you could maybe see it, but you would need a down year from Allen and an incredible year from the rest of the team, you know, most notably probably the defense, where, you know, he would get the credit for that. of course, Bean's, you know, acquisitions, the draft, the free agency would all get a lot of attention there. But it would be largely, look at what McDermott did. Allen only threw for 3,300 yards, and the interceptions were back, and like whatever. I think that's a year where, but that's a very specific set of circumstances. He's not going to surprise anybody. So it's going to take an otherworldly season, I think, for him to get considered coach of the year, or consideration for coach of the year, excuse me.
It's often not defensive coaches either. Mike Vrabel has won. Ron Rivera, would he count as a defensive coach? He was a linebacker.
I think so.
Vrabel was a linebacker. But otherwise, the names don't exactly wow you for this one over the last decade. Rivera has won twice. Jason Garrett.
Oh, boy.
Sean McVay, fine. Matt Nagy.
All right. Really?
Yes, really. NFL Coach of the Year. That's a Trubisky season they won 12 games and went to the playoffs.
You know what I just did there? When you said Matt Nagy, my brain went Matt LaFleur. Oh, of course. And then you looked at me and I went like, oh yeah, this is the Bears guy.
This is the Bears guy. About.
This is not the Packers guy.
I believe now is the Chiefs offensive coordinator.
I think that's right.
What a season they had.
Yeah.
On offense. Anyway, John Harbaugh, special teams, Kevin Stefanski, who has won twice, Vrabel, Brian Daboll, and O'Connell last year. That was well-deserved.
Yep.
Kevin O'Connell.
I think so. Yep.
I met a guy.
But they all fit a certain script, and it's like you weren't expected to be this good. Mm-hmm. You know, I won't say terrible, but you weren't expected to be this good, and you were this good. Wow, okay, here you go.
We didn't expect that.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. That's what Jack Adams is.
Right.
You don't have, it's really whatever kind of team you have in hockey, I think it's mostly, we had you down here, you ended up here, so you must have done a great job.
Right.
Oh, your goalie made 93% of the saves? Still.
Yeah.
Because you must have done culture.
We're not idiots. We knew what we were talking about when we had you pegged for 21st in the league. So you must have done such an incredible job of lifting the entire franchise up to make us look wrong that this is the only way that could have happened. It had to be you.
We could never have been wrong.
No.
I met a guy who told me on Saturday that he bet the Bills to go 17-0.
What kind of numbers do you get on that?
I don't know if he bet an alternate line or every individual game.
Ah, I see.
Because as of now, they're favored in every game.
Right.
That may change. I mean, maybe it probably will as the season goes along. But as of the preseason lines, they're favored in every game. And I don't even know if I want 17-0.
Would that let you?
Is that crazy?
Yeah, probably.
All right, maybe I do then.
Why wouldn't you want 17-0?
Wouldn't we just be like
scared they're going to lose in the playoffs?
Terrified?
Yes, sure, but I'd rather. Let's find out. I want a ticket on that ride.
Do you want? Here we go. Do you want the Bills to win all their games?
Right.
Let us know. If you want the Bills to win literally every one of the regular season games.
Holy cow.
If they're 16-0.
Right.
Does Allen play the finale?
Right. No, he takes one snap and sits down.
Does he?
Yeah, to keep his streak intact, assuming he's played them all prior to that.
The biggest mistake the Bills made last year was beating Kansas City.
How's that now?
Well, if Kansas City was 16-0 going to Denver that final week, what do they do? They do the same thing. They do what they did. Carson Wentz.
Oh, they probably
for 17-0.
Right.
Having won two Super Bowls in a row, mm-hmm. Right? I mean, wouldn't they have played that hard?
Probably.
What would you have wanted for them? What would you, as an analyst, what would you have recommended they do? What will you recommend the Bills do? You know what? This show gets a bad rap for negativity. What would you do if you're the Bills and you're 16-0 going into that Jet game? I bet we'd hear some of this. Bulldog is covering his face with his hands right now if you're not watching on the stream. I bet we would hear some of this. It's only the Jets you can win anyway. Trubisky.
Right.
You can beat them anyway. At home. Let's see. What did New England do in its year?
They played. They played against the Giants.
Was that the Giant game?
Yeah.
On the road?
It was a great game. Yeah.
It's a Saturday night.
Yeah, 38-35 right? Or something. I have it as a very wild game.
Yeah, I think that's right. I feel like it was an NFL Network Saturday night game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
2007.
I think, oh.
.38-35 is correct.
Wow. All right. Congratulations, brain, for having that piece of useless. Well, no longer useless. It came in handy just now.
It was not useless.
It was just taking up space, and that was its moment. Thanks for being there when you were called on, brain.
If the Bills had not beaten Kansas City, I mean, they did beat them, and they were the 2 seed anyway. As it turns out, it wouldn't have known.
Right, sure.
But weren't we talking, you were about to say something else, were we talking in December about motivation? The division was over December 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to keep pushing here? Or do you want to, I mean, you were always like one win and Chiefs loss away from getting there.
Right.
They just never gave you that loss
right. Until
it was too late
because
of the Rams loss.
I think you have to go for history.
I like that.
I think if you have almost in any case, I am going to defer to resting. But you've got a chance to do something that's only been done one time, and you will have rest once you get through that game because you will have the bye. Now, I know 2 weeks off would be better than one. And certainly, God forbid, the unthinkable happens to anyone, let alone the most important people in the game that you're playing that you don't technically, well, not even technically, you don't need it. You need it because you want it for history. You do not need it for your season, for any of your, everything is the same if you lose that game. But the history piece is so big, I think. And in this era, I mean, it's 1972. There were like 3 good teams. It's just a very different landscape now. I know there were more.
And so you're not counting the Patriots because they lost the championship.
They didn't have the perfect season.
They did not
season.
Have a perfect
they,
season.
They lost that game, yeah.
David Tyree.
So, and, you know, no, I don't happen to think that if you're 17-0, that makes it more likely that you're going to lose game 18, 19, or 20. Nope. They just keep playing. So it's really about health and injuries, and I don't know. I mean, I think I'm sitting here today in May, and I want – or excuse me, June, first show in June. It's June, and I want to say that I would want to keep going.
Welcome, June.
I would want history, I think.
What if the Jets need it to get in? Does that matter? No, well, you're saying play your guys, so that wouldn't matter.
Right.
You're already playing your guys. What would McDermott do?
But would I want the Jets in the playoff field instead of, you know, who are they keeping out if they get in? That's worth considering.
Denver. What if it's Denver?
Yeah.
How far can I take this?
Yeah, I don't know.
Can I take it any farther than I've taken it? If the Bills win the opener against Baltimore, well, you know, I can hear Sal, who's already talking like this. Right when the schedule came out, he started talking like this. Like, if you look first half of the season, Jets, Dolphins, Saints, Patriots, Falcons, bye week, Panthers. That's 7 games. If they beat Baltimore and especially look good doing it, which they probably will have to beat Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, this is premature.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sure. It's going to be there.
That'll be premature September 8th. This is June 2nd.
Yeah.
Is it premature on June 2nd? Some might say it is. It's fun. Then it's Kansas City to try to go to 8-0. Maybe Kansas City's like a 6-2 or something, and it's a big game. It's not about undefeated.
Yeah, right.
It's about big.
Right.
At Miami, Tampa, Houston, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati. Cincinnati, 12-0.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes our arch nemesis. Our actual arch, a team that they don't beat in the regular season every year, like Chiefs, but the Bengals. Ooh, Bengals are going to want that game. New England, Cleveland.
I'm cruising.
Philadelphia.
This season's going to be cake.
And then the question.
I don't know. What about you?
I agree. I would go for it. Because that's the most interesting option.
Yeah.
I don't know that Sean McDermott would. Because, I mean, I'm not even sure he can. If you asked him now, if you got him to sit with this question now, which would be very hard, probably.
Yes.
For him to take this question now. I think he would be like, buddy, we have not won a championship yet. We haven't even been yet. The franchise has never won one. Everything is about that. Don't give me this 16-0 question. I'm doing whatever it is I think is best for a championship. And unless he has changed his mind, they haven't gotten there, so mm-hmm. I'm not saying like this has worked perfectly.
Right.
Necessarily. But Allen is going to play one play to keep his streak alive, and then we're getting out of here. I mean, I would think, I believe Sean McDermott cares about the historical stuff. I think any sort of real fan does. But how can you justify, from the standpoint of best interests of the team, making that choice just based on being undefeated?
Easy answer, momentum. I don't know.
They've won their playoff game every year of this since 2020. And, to varying degrees, they couldn't in 23. They had to win. But other years, the last game hasn't meant anything.
Right.
And we've seen what happened. Allen mostly sits.
Yeah, but again, that's not a perfect record.
That's right. That's the difference.
That is the big difference. I won. Yeah, boy, I don't know. I think you're probably right. That he isn't emotional about it at all, which I think could be challenging, and just measured and just, right, we're all set. Whew, man, it's tough.
You want this?
It's tough.
I want this.
That is tough.
Lose the first one, get it over with.
Lose the ball, remove the question entirely. Realm of possibility.
Anthony is with us. Hello.
Wow. Yeah. Hey guys, how are you doing?
Good. Thanks.
Good. Good. I'm sitting all my players if I can, even if it's a chance at a single moment in history. We've never won the Super Bowl. I think we got to give our best shot to win it, so that means sit people, even if we're 16-0, about to go 17-0, play Allen one play and sit him the rest of the game. He doesn't need to get hurt. Saquon Barkley came for the single season rushing record, and he himself actually sat himself out because he wanted to win that Super Bowl. And, the Eagles offense was very top notch, but he was the engine that powered them. If he went out, I don't know if they're making that Super Bowl. Just wanted to bring that point up.
Sure.
So appreciate it, guys.
That's a good point. Barkley was 100 or so yards away, and he didn't play, right?
Right.
That's a good point. Thanks, Anthony. Getting connected with the fans brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. What would Kansas City, now it's in hindsight, so, but we talked about this at the time. They were, what, 12-0 coming here last year? Ish?
10. I have 10, 10 in my head, but I can look quick enough. Unless you are beating me to it. You got it already? All right.
Or no, I don't. You don't got it. Mike, you don't got it.
Good job, Mike.
It was week 11, and the Chiefs were 9-0. They had an earlier bye, so they were 9-0.
Right. Okay.
A lot of the season still left before to be thinking about 17-0.
Sure.
But, you know, they were more than halfway there.
Yep.
And they did win every other game, and it looked pretty easy on paper before the loss in Denver where they sat everybody. They lost that game 38-0 and had 98 total yards.
I don't think they really put their level best foot forward that day.
98 total yards. How do you even do that?
I mean, Denver's defense.
That could have been the lowest output in the NFL last year. I might guess that it was. 98 total yards for a game. I mean, break a run and you got most of that. Just break one run. Parentheses one. But is part of they didn't win the Super Bowl, and that would mute this mostly, if not entirely. But aren't you used to hearing, you know, how it's good to lose a game?
Yes. No, that's that absolutely there's the don't get anybody hurt point, but there is also the just purely just get it out of the way. I don't want to be perfect going into a divisional round game at home. I don't even care who it's against. I think a lot of fans would feel that way. And I get that. I just don't subscribe to it.
I'm going to ask Alex Gold if he knows or has an opinion on what the Chiefs would have done in Denver had they been 16-0 instead of 15-1, because they had it clinched. They were two games ahead of the Bills going into that 17 or week 18.
Right.
So they had nothing to play for there, and they got killed. The Bills hilariously lost to New England, which cost New England the first overall pick that they very well might have used on the same guy they took at four. I don't know. Maybe not. No, they wouldn't have. Come on. They would have picked Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter, but not Cam Ward if they'd kept the pick.
Right. Absolutely not. Right.
Here's Jim next. Hi, Jim.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome.
Sure thing.
Yeah. So I thought here, the hypothetical we're talking about right now is, you know, what the coach would kind of say if he was sitting down. I mean, none of us really know what's going through his head, and they're competitors, and, you know, they'll probably, you know, give you all the speak that you said before. But, I mean, for me, if I was the coach, or maybe if I was him, I'm thinking you let the culture in the room decide that. That's a pivotal moment, and all those guys want to play, and, you know, they're all competitors. They all care. The ultimate goal is to win a championship, but maybe that sentiment changes with the gravity of that moment, right? Especially if you got momentum in that locker room.
Well, I like how you're thinking. I think this is where a few different ways to put this come to mind, and none of them are exactly how I want to say it, but I think you need the coach to be the leader at that point. Like that, I'm in favor of playing, but I don't think I can let the consensus of 53 or 60 dudes decide, because they're going to have different agendas. The coach should be the one who can steer that ship. And he should take their feelings into account, especially the leadership group. But even then, as much as I would want to go for it, I think the coach has to be the adult in the room.
I totally agree. I respect the idea too, but I totally agree. If I'm a player on that team, I go, isn't this your job?
Right.
To decide? Like, isn't this your job?
Yeah.
If I have a sore shoulder, maybe I sit. Anybody who's got something physical, then they maybe sit.
This is
period,
Grady Little coming out to the mound to get Pedro in 03 and leaving him in. Like, no, your job is to take me out. I'm done. I'm not going to tell you I'm done because I'm Pedro freaking Martinez, but I'm done. You be a man, walk out here with your big boots on and take me out. No, I'm staying in. Well, there goes the ball game. Thanks.
Sorry. I mean, it didn't exactly, get away, totally away. Oh, yes, fair point. Good comparison. 803-0550, we are talking about whether the Bills would play their starters in a Week 18 game if they were 16-0. Oh, you have a better idea?
It's June.
You have a better idea?
It's the first show of June.
June should intentionally be every day wackadoo hypotheticals. That's what June should be all about. That's the June brand. By end of July, they're on the field. They're on the field tomorrow, and Sal will be with us to tell us what he saw and heard. There'll be media tomorrow. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, back after the update. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.